In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, now that Obama has embarrassed himself by shaking Hugo Chavez's hand, what is the next thing he's going to do to make himself look bad on the international stage? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves. The National Association of Realtors, whose members recognize that every market is different. A realtor is a member of the National Association of Realtors. And the Ford Foundation, a resource for innovative people and institutions worldwide, on the web at fordfound.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Ali Lang. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Mohammed Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what's the next thing that Obama's going to do to make himself look silly on the world stage? Tom Baudet.
He blows up secret disarmament talks in Pyongyang when he pats dear leader Kim Jong-il on his round little head.
Kerry O'Connor.
He'll be videotaped in Mexico doing the Macarena with Felipe Calderon.
And Roy Blunt Jr.
You don't pull on Superman's cape and you don't chest bump the Pope.
Well, if President Obama does any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Charles Castle. Thanks also to Tom Baudet, Kerry O'Connor, and Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we'll be next week as well. Let me see you then. This is NPR, National Public Radio.